Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges. Today's Tuesday, the day we read from the Bible together and try to understand its meaning. We're looking this week at the story of Joseph in the Old Testament. No, not Jesus' father, a different Joseph, the one made famous by the musical Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. His story is obviously well known because of that. And the Bible considers it to be a pretty important story too, because the Bible actually devotes 13 whole chapters to it. Comes in the book of Genesis, chapters 37 to 50, which is a huge chunk of space to devote to one story in an ancient document when resources would have been scarce. So clearly this story is considered to be important or foundational by the author of the book of Genesis. So it's a very long story, 13 whole chapters, so I'm not going to be able to read the whole story to you here at all this week. But we're going to read some little snippets here and there, and I'd encourage you to read the story on your own another time. So you might remember Jacob. We've explored his story the last 2 weeks. 2 weeks ago, we saw his life-changing encounter with God as he wrestled with God one night, learned that he'd been fighting with God, and this was life-changing, especially as he saw his brother again for the first time in about 20 years after being estranged, and they were able to reconcile. Jacob changed his ways and was less of a scoundrel and a fighter and more willing to humbly recognize where he'd gone wrong. So that's some of the backstory. Now we find the focus has shifted now to Jacob and to his sons. Jacob, who had already been renamed Israel at this point, was supposed to pass on God's covenant promises through his children. And he had these 12 sons who were going to eventually become known as the 12 tribes of Israel. And he had one son in particular who was his favorite, Joseph. Here's some of what the Bible tells us about that. Now Israel loved Joseph more than any other of his sons because he was the son of his old age. And he made him a robe of many colors. But when his brothers saw that their father loved him more than all his brothers, they hated him and could not speak peacefully to him. Now that might just sound like typical sibling rivalry to you, but it got a great deal more serious, especially when Joseph had some dreams and started to tell his brothers about them. He had a dream where his brothers were all bowing down to him, like he was the special one who was going to be Lord over all of them. As you can probably imagine, that didn't go over really well with the older brothers. So when Joseph came to his brothers, they stripped him of his robe, the robe of many colors that he wore. And they took him and threw him into a pit. The pit was empty, there was no water in it. Then Midianite travelers passed by, traders. And they drew Joseph up and lifted him out of the pit and sold him to the Ishmaelites for 20 shekels of silver. They took Joseph to Egypt. Now, like I said, there's more context to this. They had there was some more history that led to this really hateful act of trying to get rid of Joseph. And there was some more debate about whether they should do it or not. But either way, it happened. They sold him to some slave traders, and he was taken off to Egypt. He became a slave there. Eventually ended up working for the household of an important man. But while he was there, he was accused of sexual assault, thrown into jail, and it looked like the story was over for him. But then his skill in interpreting dreams came in handy again, because he interpreted a couple dreams for people, including an official who went back and told Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, that he'd met this dream interpreter. And Pharaoh just happened to have had some dreams that he couldn't understand, asked Joseph to interpret the dreams for him, and Joseph not only did that, he also came up with a plan. What Pharaoh's dream meant was that there was going to be a great famine in the land. And having had this warning that there'd be a famine, Joseph also proposed a plan to Pharaoh about how they could ration food supplies in Egypt so that when the famine came, they would be ready. Well, here's a little bit more from the Bible. This proposal pleased Pharaoh and all his servants. And Pharaoh said to his servants, "Can we find a man like this, in whom is the Spirit of God?" Then Pharaoh said to Joseph, "Since God has shown you all this, there is none so discerning and wise as you are. You shall be over my house, and all my people shall order themselves as you command. Only as regards the throne will I be greater than you." So Pharaoh put Joseph in an extremely high position, essentially as his prime minister, his second in command, and allowed him to make all these plans to ration and ensure they would have food for the famine. This was amazing. And it's exactly what they did. When the famine came, Egypt had food. Might not have been a lot, but they had food. And all the other neighboring nations who hadn't been prepared ended up coming knocking on Egypt's door, asking for help, including Jacob and his sons. Those same brothers who got rid of Joseph, sold him to slave traders, are now going to come knocking on Joseph's door looking for his help. As they approached him, they didn't even realize it was Joseph. They didn't realize it was their brother. They saw him dressed up as an Egyptian official. Probably can't blame them. They might even have thought he was dead. He was a slave. How could he possibly be the prime minister of Egypt? And yet, here he is, and they don't recognize him, even though Joseph knows exactly who they are. Which leads us to our question today. What do you think happened next? What would you do? What would someone estranged from you do if you came asking for this kind of help? So there's your question to think about today. Don't do it alone. Share these discussions with somebody else. Doesn't need to be an official group. It can be a friend, colleague, neighbor, just somebody else in your life. Share the challenges with them. Watch them in sync. Whenever you are together, you've got something to discuss that can really open up some great conversations about what really matters most in life. So have a great discussion, and I'll see you tomorrow.